This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in his introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, having defended that title for better than 35 years. And straight up today, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we'll have some Ali-isms. That's right. I'll bring you some, of course, Muhammad Ali, the greatest orator of the 20th century, without a doubt, folks. Before Parkinson silenced him, he was the greatest speaker. Whether you agree with what he has to say or not, his speaking ability was uncanny and unparalleled. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA. Of course, we'll talk about Khabib. Khabib, of course, the lightweight champion of the UFC. After that raucous event, of course, with Conor McGregor last week. Wow, it was a riot afterwards, a semi-riot, actually a mini-riot. At the end of the day, a couple of guys will probably get spanked, but Khabib is laying down. He's laying the nuclear option out there to the UFC. If you fine or you suspend or you go after any of my friends or my associates, guess what? I am quitting the UFC. I will never fight for you again. That's a pretty bold statement. Then again, he's in Russia, so he can sort of call his own shots over there. He's a Russian citizen, and of course, his man, be it Vladimir Putin, talked to him on the phone after the fight. You know, so he's tight. He feels he's in a position of power now. The lightweight champion of the UFC, I'm talking about Khabib. So we'll hear from Khabib. We'll hear from Ali. We'll hear from you if you'd like. There's open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. What do I mean by that? Get this. No commitments. Just give me a text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262.
The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points.
Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262.
Absolutely free.
Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper.
He's the professional the professionals turn to.
It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
You want to play Cassius Clay when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling Muhammad Ali. Now, why you got to be the one of all people who's color to keep saying Cassius Clay? My name is Muhammad Ali, and you will announce it right there in the center of that ring after the fight if you don't do it now.
Well, I might go down in history as being the highest publicized fight in the history of the fight game, the most talked about. The most, I would say, probably controversial, the most loved, the most
now,
hated.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The sound of the mighty Tower of Power 2018 version, baby. Yeah, rocking and rolling. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the World Boxing Organization Annual Convention, the 31st, going down in at the Hotel El Panama. That's going to be in Panama City, of course, Panama, the home of Roberto Duran. But there's going to be a couple of, there's going to be a fight card down there. Of course, we'll have some international fights on the card. It'll be pretty good. There's some stars, Joan Vasquez and from the Dominican Republic, and Francisco Fonseca, and Augusto Gato from Argentina, and Carlos Butrago from Nicaragua. So there's going to be an international card. Javier Cintron from Puerto Rico, and Marvin Solano from Nicaragua. So it's going to be Latinos y Latinos, okay, as far as this card's concerned. Of course, that's part of the World Boxing Organization Convention that will take place in Panama City in just a few weeks, beginning October 29th and culminating in November 2nd. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight we've got Terrence Crawford. Bud, baby. That's right, Bud. They call him Bud. That's his nickname. Not too many guys. You know, when you think of Bud, you think of marijuana. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is when you think of a guy's got a name like Bud. But he's sort of a pretty straight guy. I mean, not entirely straight. He's got some ghetto and some street in him. But Terrence Crawford, of course, from Omaha, Nebraska, a guy that's tried to fight his way out of Omaha, tried to fight his way onto the main stage in Las Vegas. And thus far, he really hasn't succeeded because, you know, if he was a big Las Vegas draw, he'd be fighting in Las Vegas and not in Omaha, Nebraska. Okay, it's just the way it is. I mean, you've got his counterpart, now at 147, I'm talking about Errol Spence, of course, from Dallas, Texas. He can fill like 15,000 people. He can sell 20,000 seats if need be. He can sell tickets. He can sell tickets. Crawford can't sell tickets. Anthony Joshua, the world heavyweight champion out of the UK, he can sell tickets. Deontay Wilder, the guy from Mobile, Alabama, the WBC title holder, he can't sell tickets. So there's a difference between the A and B side of each record, okay? Right now, Crawford is the B-side of any record at 147, except against a guy like Jose Benavidez tonight. Of course, Benavidez, a big underdog. He's going to
pull in $500,000 for this fight, where Crawford's going to walk away with $3.65 million as a guarantee. More power to him. Of course, I think that's great. Of course, him and Big Mac, and they always get together on the WBO conventions and cruises. But, you know, as a welterweight, it's like a different world. It's like you've accepted a new job. I know you're still boxing, but the fact you're going to move from 140 to 147 pounds is like light years in size. And why do I say that? Because I moved from 140 to 147 and got spanked. In other words, I could beat the good guys at 147, but I couldn't beat the better than good guys, the above average guys at 147. Why? Because my body mass didn't meet theirs. In other words, the boxing ability may have been supreme, okay, but when it boiled down to body mass against body mass, size, baby, size, right? Size matters in a couple of things. Pornography and combat sports. Straight up, if you're outsized going into the 147-pound division, you're going to face guys that are coming in about 160, 165 pounds, and you come in maybe 152, 153. It's an artificial weight. If you're not really at that weight, it doesn't work. It always doesn't pan out that well. I mean, the great Roberto Duran, of course, who we'll be seeing in Panama City November 29th, take it back October 29th through November 2nd at the World Boxing Organization Convention. Roberto Duran started at 122 pounds, became the greatest fighter ever at 135 pounds as a lightweight champion. Moved up 147, beat maybe the best welterweight of all time in the minds of some people, Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, went to 160, went 15 rounds with Marvin Hagler, was beating Hagler after 12 rounds. I mean, when Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Robinson, when the all-time great told me in June of 1984, after Duran had been knocked out by one punch by Tommy Hearns, the second round, Caesars Palace, we were both sitting there. We went back to our hotel rooms at the Aladdin Hotel, and Sugar Ray Robinson sat me down. I was in shock. So Robinson sat me down, and he was wearing his pink bathrobe. He had a pink shower cap on. Pretty cool, man. Anyway, so he's in his room at the Aladdin, which was right across from my room in the old Aladdin. They've torn that place down now. Anyway, he says to me, I was in shock. He says, the fighters get knocked out. He goes, besides, I looked at Duran. He wasn't in the greatest of condition. So, you know, I mean, so what does that mean? Well, guys come in out of shape once in a while, and guys get beat once in a while, maybe in fights they should win. I said, but do you think style-wise, Roberto Duran could ever beat Tommy Hearns? I mean, the difference in size? He goes, it would be extremely difficult even if Duran was at 100%. But Hearns beats Duran. Duran beats Barkley. Barkley beats Duran not once, but not Barkley beats Hearns not once, but twice. So check this out. Of all those guys who went round robin, the guy that shines the most is the man that's going to be honored, of course, at the World Boxing Organization Convention down there in Panama. I'm talking about Manos de Piedra, Roberto Duran. I can never forget June 20th, 1980, probably the greatest moment, I think, of my covering boxing, my being involved in boxing, was watching him beat Sugar Ray Leonard at his absolute best. Both men were at their best. June 20th, 1980. 15 rounds, Montreal, the brawl in Montreal. Man, that fight turned Ray Leonard from a kid into a man, a full-grown man. I mean, after that fight, nobody could ever doubt the intestinal fortitude, the stones of Sugar Ray Leonard, born Ray Charles Leonard. He just couldn't do it, man. Of course, Duran rallying at different points in the fight. Anytime Ray tried to get some play, Duran would come back. Like Ray would throw a four or five punch combination, Duran would come back with a couple of shots, a mean right hand lead, and then a hook to the body. I mean, Duran, he was just punishing Ray that day. Of course, that was his best, I thought, at 147. At 154, he beats Davey Moore. Davey Moore is a bigger guy than him. Of course, that was June 1983. He beats a bigger guy than him. Everybody says, you know, Duran's going to lose. He's going to the Garden. He's going to fight the guy from New York City and Madison Square Garden. He's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. That didn't happen. Duran dominated Davey Moore. He dominated a bigger man, the late Davey Moore. Of course, Davey Moore died as the tragic result of a car accident. Get this. He was working on his car, and it was in the driveway. And the car, he had a little hill on his driveway. So the car was parked like on a hill, and the car slipped out, and the door killed him. Not a good way to go, get hit by your door, but the bottom line is he sort of ran himself over. But after that, he went and fought Hagler that same year. He was beating Hagler after 12 rounds. Here's a lightweight, a guy at 135 pounds fighting the best middleweight ever at 160 pounds. That's what they were saying about Marvin Hagler. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, the greatest middleweight of all time from Brockton, Massachusetts. I thought he was a big crybaby. All my contacts around him, even when he was fighting in the gym. I see him in the gym at Johnny Tacos because I get to watch him in those private workouts. The Taco Man, the real Taco Man, Johnny Toco, would slide me into his Main Street gym there in Las Vegas, of course. And then I see Hagler acting the fool at different conventions. I mean, at conventions, he's just acting like a total idiot, man. He just is. I mean, you just can't imagine. He still has a chip on his shoulder. I take it back. He's got – some guys have chips on their shoulders, little chips, like potato chips, okay, little wood chips, okay. He's got bricks, mortars on each shoulder. He just carries this gripe. I mean, the man sold his soul. He's blaming everybody but himself. Marvin Hagler, if you think that history has done you wrong, if you think that Ray Leonard didn't deserve to win that fight, look in the mirror and look in the mirror hard. Because in 1987, you sold your soul much like a prostitute sells her ass on a street corner. Why do I say that? Okay, we're talking about a 15-round fight, right? So Ray says, I'll give you $8 million more if you go to 12 rounds. So Marvin says, okay, I'll take the money. I'll go to 12 rounds. Then Ray says, I'll tell you what. We'll do the size of the ring and the gloves and that kind of good stuff. And I'll give you some more money if you let me pick that. So Marvin says, okay. And then Marvin goes out there and acts like a fool for four rounds and gets schooled for four of the first five rounds. No doubt about it. He gave up the first four. So if let's do the math. You don't have to be an algebra major to figure this one out, okay? 12 rounds. You win 7 of the 12 rounds, and guess what? You've won the fight. Hagler defeated himself. He asked for it. He was willing to go for the 12-round fight. He sold his soul. Much like a prostitute in the street, that's what Marvin Hagler did. So when I've run into him in Mexico City and Paris, I think we saw each other in Malaga, Spain at one point in time. But when I ran in, and of course, Kansas City, New York at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. But when I've run into him over the years, he's always had a hard-on over that Ray Leonard fight, man. Forget it. You gave it up. Without a doubt, Marvin Hagler is one of the worst sports I've ever met in my life. Good fighter, great fighter, but not the best at middleweight. No way. Duran had you, baby. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. What you got to do? TCP so mellow. Nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love it? Smile. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Let's go back in time, folks, when Muhammad Ali was known as Cassius Marcellus Clay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing black tie, Mr. Cassius Marcellus Clay. For his first reading, Mr. Clay will honor us with a recitation of his classic poem, I Am the Greatest.
I am the greatest, by Cassius Clay. This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say 3, they go in the third, so don't bet against me. I'm a man of my word. If Cassius says a cow can lay an egg, don't ask how. Grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say 2, there's never a third. Betting against me is completely absurd. When Cassius says a mouse can outrun a horse, don't ask how. Put your money where your mouse is. I am the greatest.
The great Cassius Marcellus Clay. What can I say, folks? We're going to Louisville, Kentucky's very own, of course, the 1960 Olympic gold medalist at light heavyweight. Not at heavyweight, at light heavyweight. Of course, won the national golden gloves here at the Cow Palace here in San Francisco, an arena in which I fought in and had some pretty good wins in there, no doubt about that. Of course, the Cow Palace
really known for wrestling and, of course, rodeos and things like that. Once in a while, they still do have a fight card out there, but it's been very infrequent. Anyway, the bottom line is some great fighters have fought at the Cow Palace, and he was just one of them. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That was 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Terrence Crawford, as I mentioned earlier, the aforementioned Bud. What's he undefeated now? 33 and zip. Never lost a fight, 24 KOs, but he hasn't been challenged. He hasn't fought anybody in a fight where we said, you know, maybe he might lose, or this other guy's got a good chance of beating him. And when you're involved in fights, when you're always a favorite, you're always the guy that's getting all the play, and, you know, the guy is not, the other guy is just there to be a dance partner, per se, and that's what Crawford's opponents have been thus far. I mean, I think it was Yuri Gamboa that stepped up and weighed to fought him, which was really, really stupid. Outside of that, in 2014, he really hasn't fought a fighter of significance. I mean, I'm looking at Raimondo Beltran, of course, Sugar, the 135-pounder from Puerto Rico. I'm not impressed with him. He was Manny Pacquiao's sparring partner. That's his big claim to fame. Henry Lundy, Victor Postal, John Molina Jr., Felix Diaz. You hear what I'm trying to say? Is that these guys are not like, you know, outside of Julius Ndongo, who was undefeated 22-0, and of course, Jeff Horn in his last fight, he beat Jeff Horn, but Jeff Horn is this hapless Australian. Of course, when I say hapless, I mean, what I'm trying to say is he couldn't beat me in the Golden Gloves. I'm telling you, I'll lay it out to you like Jeff Horn, you would have a hard time making it to the finals in my time here in the Golden Gloves. You just would. You would have a hard time making it to the finals, but he beat Manny Pacquiao. Some people thought the fight was controversial. I didn't care whether Manny lost or not. You know, it was a close fight. It could have went either way. It wasn't a robbery. So close fights are just that, close fights. Anyway, Horn is now 18-1. But, you know, that one loss to Crawford in his last fight is, of course, the TKO, of course, in 2018, June of 2018. It was impressive to some, but not to me. Not compared to what Errol Spence does to people. I mean, Errol Spence goes out there and says, ba-boom, look at me. I want you to just pay attention to me. I'm demanding that you pay attention to me. And Terrence Crawford goes out there, and he sort of like very quietly does this. I mean, yeah, he's there's no doubt about it. He's meticulous in his work. I mean, he's successful. He's victorious. He doesn't lose too many rounds here and there if he loses any. But you've got to step up and make noise. You've got to make noise in the world of boxing. In other words, you know, like Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard, make noise, controversy. You've got to do things in order to instill interest in the game. Mike Tyson said a few weeks ago, the problem with boxing is there's no personalities today. Nobody's got a personality. Well, people got personalities, but for the most part, people try to be politically correct. I have to be politically correct here. I have to. If I wasn't politically correct, I'd get spanked by the, you know, network brass, that kind of good stuff, and I'd be in their office all the time. So I try to make it PC, but, you know, you can read between the lines. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I've got certain feelings that can't be said on the radio. Jeff Horn is a bum. I know he's world-class, but he just is, man. I just couldn't imagine Jeff Horn ever beat me. 3 rounds, 12 rounds, no matter what it was, I think I beat Jeff Horn hands down. Anyway, Horn, of course, the, as I said, the Australian, he comes in the footsteps, of course, of the last great Australian fighter, Jeff Fenwick. Jeff Fenwick was a truly great fighter. Jeff Horn, not the same. The only thing they share is that first name, Jeff. Outside of that, they're in different stratospheres, if not different universes. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk, live worldwide. We'll hear from Khabib. Of course, Khabib is the world lightweight champion of the UFC, the MMA world. Of course, he is the premier fighter at 155. 155 pounds. He's undefeated now, 26-0, 27-0, whichever record keeper you want to talk to. It. He's a monster, and he snuffed out Conor McGregor. I mean, McGregor had no chance. I told you going into that fight, he had two chances, Conor McGregor, slim and none. And like Don King said, Slim just got the hell out of town. Okay, so he had no chance, absolutely none. This was a payday. This was all about the money. I mean, he came back because the UFC, he was involved in that skirmish, of course, when he threw a dolly at a bus, and the glass broke, and of course people got charged with glass in their eyes or injuries, things like that. There were criminal charges filed, but the USC got all that stuff to go away and go away relatively quietly because he signed a contract to fight Khabib. In other words, you do this and we'll take care of you. And they did. So they got the cops to move, you know, the cops to back off and not press any serious charges, because there should have been felony charges pressed there. I mean, you're throwing a hand truck at a bus, at a glass window in a bus, as a moving bus, you know, you're intending to hurt somebody. This is not vandalism. I think that's what they ended up charging him with, like vandalism or acting a fool in public, okay, when this is really assault with a deadly weapon. And Conor McGregor should have went to jail for that, okay? So now we have the flip side. The flip side is Khabib, of course, the going off last week. I mean, you know, after the fight, he jumped over the cage and went after Conor McGregor's biggest mouth on his team because the guy had talked about his father. He called his father some horrible stuff. And, you know, and I'll tell you like this. If your father's involved with the game, and if he's standing right there, unless your father's talking smack straight to you, the other guy's father's talking smack straight to you, you sort of leave their family out of it. You know, because I remember I had times when guys' mothers used to tell me as I would walk in the ring, "You're getting your ass kicked tonight, Fernandez." Say, "What?" And I turn around and some little old lady, and then I realize later it's so-and-so's mother. Okay, that's just the way it goes. So I can go with that to an extent. But at the end of the day, Jeff Horn, Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, I can keep going. You know, I mean, there's some good fighters 147, maybe some even great fighters 147. Maybe Spence might be the greatest there. Maybe Crawford may be the next god at 147. But right now, he's not. He's not godly. In my mind, he's failed to perform. And this fight tonight against Benavidez, I don't know if that's going to do it anyway. It's on ESPN+. So you've got the app. You can watch a fight live. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Did I tell you? Ring Talk is nice. That's why we come to you twice. That's right, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ring Talk live worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
That's a sobering thought.
Then the man, who is he and what is he to you?
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here
comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Clock says 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 years of radio presence. Wow. What can I say? You know, there's a million things you can be doing right now. The fact that you're listening to this show, well, that means something special to me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Before we get into the world of UFC, of course, there's Bellator tonight. Check out Bellator. Of course, it's on Paramount or the old Spike TV, whatever the network's going on. Anyway, would never name it, Scott, right now, but it's Bellator 208. Of course, Fedor Emelianenko, the last warrior, they called him. He was a guy I thought he was, you know, he's a rough, tough guy, but he was never nothing special. I couldn't believe it. When they feared him, when they said he was the most feared heavyweight on the planet, that he was better than the UFC champion when he was running, doing his thing in Pride over there in Japan, I said to myself, no, he's short, sort of, and he's sort of fat, and he's not really, you know, he doesn't really do anything all that well. I mean, he's okay at things, but he's not an absolutely superior striker. He doesn't knock people dead. He doesn't choke. In other words, there's nothing he did that really impressed me, and I was sort of blown away by the fact he was getting all these accolades from the world of mixed martial arts and the media and different members of the press and things like that. Of course, Dave Meltzer, I believe, thought he was the best fighter of all time. A lot of guys do, but not me. I just wasn't one of them. Anyway, Chael Sonnen, the mouth that roared. He's been on this show in the past. Of course, he fought Anderson Silva for the World Middleweight Championship, I believe, back in 2008 over at the Oakland Coliseum, and he was beating Silva through four rounds. All he had to do was make it through the fifth round. All he had to do, he beat Silva. He was beating Silva that easily, and he lost in the fifth round. He got submitted in the fifth round. That's right. You know, the spider, Anderson Silva, still a good fighter. I think he was 38 then. He's got to be 58 now. He's so old. Why don't you just go away? Anyway, that's a story for another day. Anyway, speaking of old, both Fedor and Chael Sonnen are old. Chael Sonnen, of course, the guy that's fought everybody. You got to give this guy props. You talk smack about him, but, you know, he's there. And he's white. He's sort of bright. He's got good connections. He's got that complexion going for him. And, you know, we're talking a demographic here. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's got his own demographic. Anytime Chael talks in the world of MMA, people sort of listen. So tonight on Paramount or whatever network you want to call it, the bottom line is he's going to go in the main event, Fedor Emelianenko and Chael Sonnen. Of course, five rounds or less, I believe. I hope that Bellator doesn't go with a three round. You know what? Bellator is probably going to pull some chicken spit move here. Hate to say it, Scott Coker, the CEO, but he's probably going to make this a three-round fight. A three-round fight. Listen, you can't prove nothing in a three-round fight between world-class guys. And these guys are supposed to be world-class. In three rounds, I understand big difference between three and five. But five is the championship level. Five is the main event. If you go to an MMA event and you're in like watching world-class mixed martial arts, you should be able to watch a five-round main event. Speaking of main events, 50 Cent. Remember the rapper that said he was broke? Said he only had about 10 cent? Anyway, the bottom line is Khabib has been offered now $2 million to sign with Bellator, and that 50 Cent wants to go over to Russia, wherever Khabib is, and talk to him about signing with Bellator. Of course, Khabib, off of the fight last week, of course, a near riot. It was nothing compared to boxing riots. I mean, I've been to a few boxing riots that made that look like child's play, but, you know, Khabib did jump the fence and slapped a couple of guys around, one guy in particular, but I think the guy had it coming. At the end of the day, Khabib's in trouble. Let's hear from Khabib post-fight.
Khabib, congratulations on your victory tonight, but as I'm sure you're aware, the story is really about what happened after the fight, unfortunately. Can you tell us in your words what caused you to jump over the cage and to go after Conor's team?
What's up, guys? How are you? First of all, I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission, Nevada, sorry to Vegas. I know this is not my best side. You know, this is not my best side. You know, I'm human being, and like, I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage. You know, what about he talk about my religion, he talk about my country, he talk about my father, he come to Brooklyn and he broke bus. He almost killed a couple people. What about this? What about this? Why people talk about I jump over the cage? Why people still talk about this? Like, I don't understand. I am respect. My father teach me, hey, you have to be always respectful. My old team, where I'm training California 7 years, everybody know who I am. All my friends, like everybody who know me, they know who I am, you know? And I told you guys, these guys, not only him, his old team and him, they tap machines. You know, I told you guys, when you put him wrong way, he gonna tap. You know, what happened today? Like, they call him two-time world champion, like two weight classes, but today he tap. And that's why, alhamdulillah, belt is here, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. And you know, and I wanna say something like, you know, like people little bit, it's not people, I think it's media. Media a little bit change MMA. This is respect sport, you know. This is not trash-talking sport. This is respect. So like I told you before, guys, I want to change this game. I don't want people talk about, like, opponents, talk about his father, like religion. You cannot talk about religion. You cannot talk about nation. You know, guys, you cannot talk about this stuff. And, you know, this is, for me, is very important. And thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you for waiting for me here. I know my father gonna smash me when I go home, because I know he's gonna smash me. And Nevada, sorry. Vegas, sorry. And alhamdulillah, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. Thank you so much. And I'm very proud about, like, all media talk about, he take picture with Putin, something like this. He just called me and he said very proud of me. I win. And he said congratulations. And you know, I told you guys, everything I'm gonna change 6 October, and I do this. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much.
What can I say other than Khabib, baby, the champ, 155 pounds, no doubt about it, the king. I mean, there's nobody even come close. They can come close, and this is what I can envision here. If the USC and the Nevada State Athletic Commission decide to penalize Khabib and Khabib's team, or Khabib, you know, significantly, I think he will walk away from the world of mixed martial arts as we know it, meaning the USC title. He'll give up the title. He'll walk away. He will fight from here on only in Russia. He will fight only in Russia, and that Bellator will sign him. They will go over there. They'll do some kind of contract. Bellator will end up doing his fights in Russia, or they'll have some cover company, some front company working with the Russian government to show his fights. But he's going to stay in your eye as far as MMA is concerned, whether it's with Bellator or whether it's the USC, I wouldn't know right now. My bets are the USC is going to try to smooth this out somehow. But, you know, unlike buying people in New York, did I say they bought people in New York? Yeah. Unlike buying people like they did for the Conor McGregor incident in New York when he attacked the bus, people can't be bought that much in Vegas. Now, why do I say that? Because a lot of these folks on the athletic commission, see, they've got political aspirations. They want to be something else. They want to be a city council member, or they want to run for the state senator or the United States Senate. Believe me, for 25, 30 years now, I've watched these guys go from assemblymen, from local lawyers to assemblymen, to candidates for president. Man, it just happens in the heartbeat. But that's just the way the political spectrum rolls. Okay, right now, you've got politics, of course, in force. Russia, you heard Khabib mention Putin. He mentioned, of course, Vladimir Putin. He's Putin's guy. And why shouldn't he be? I mean, you know, he's the best in the world at what he does. He destroys people. Poor Conor. I felt sorry for Conor because he got ragdolled and he just got beat up. And, you know, and Conor, when he finally tapped out, and everybody knew he was going to tap out. In fact, I figured he was going to tap out. For me, how can I put this? I don't like betting on fights because when you bet on them, you get emotionally involved and you really can't look at them from an objective point of view. And I was afraid that if I bet any money on Khabib, I was going to be able to sit there and go, maybe Conor won that round. In other words, you wouldn't know. There's uncertainty. So no wagers on the fight, neither myself or Johnny Signorella, no wagers on the fight. And we were both able to watch it, I think, and take away from it the fact that there's nobody going to touch this guy at 155. If he can continue to make the weight at 155, he will destroy everybody, including Dana White, in the USC. And why do I say that? Because, you know, the USC is in, everybody's upset at the USC. Everybody's mad. Tony Ferguson, the former interim champion, he's upset, of course. He destroyed Anthony Pettis. I mean, that was a bloodbath. And that was a fight, of course, between two former lightweight title holders, 155 pounds. And, of course, all these guys were getting play before Khabib got play. Remember that? They were getting, because, you know, Conor, they moved Conor into that 155-pound slot after he beat Jose Aldo at 145, and Khabib was supposed to get the shot then. So, like, 3 years, they put Khabib on hold. They've really screwed this guy. They treated him like snot. They really have. They treated, and, you know, and I think he's going to get his payback here. There's going to be some retribution, per se, because I think he's going to be able to say, you know, I'm only going to fight in Russia. You can do anything you want with me as far as contracts and things like that and come after me with athletic commissions and suspensions and that kind of good stuff. But if I want to fight here in Russia and put my fights up on pay-per-view and let people watch them in the USA, I think he has the right to do that. I don't think the USC can stop him from doing so. Whether they think they can buy federal judges down there in Nevada, that's the way they used to do it. But I just don't think so. I think that the strong man here, regardless of anything that happens, the man in the strongest position is without a doubt, in my mind, Khabib. He just is. Tony Ferguson, as I said, beating Anthony Pettis, a monstrous fight, a bloodbath. Two guys going back and forth. I mean, yikes, man! Lots of crimson flowing. Of course, Anthony Pettis, he had to beg his corner to stop the fight. He had to beg him after two rounds. They kept asking him, is your hand okay? Is your hand okay? Well, it's broke. Well, if a guy says his hand's broke, you know, if he's willing to admit that his hand's broke, then he doesn't want to fight anymore. Because I've been in the corner where I had a broken thumb. The last thing I did was to tell anybody. You want to tell, oh, my hand hurts. No, hell no. You tell them later. When they cut the hand wraps off you and they can see your hand swollen up like real quick, something's wrong. Okay, but you don't tell him in the middle of combat unless you're looking for a place to go. And poor Anthony Pettis, as I said, the former champion at 155, he tried to apply his craft at 145. That didn't work. After the weight loss, couldn't make 145, moved back up to 155. And this was a clash with Ferguson. I won't say it's a get-out-of-town type of fight, but it's the punishment that he took, the punishment that both men took, wow, it was just incredible. And as far as mixed martial arts, it's one of the biggest bloodbaths of the last 5 years. And at the end of the day, Anthony Pettis was so happy that fight was stopped. I had never in my life, ever seen a post-fight introduction or an interview with a guy that lost that was that happy, that got the snot kicked out of him, that got the spit knocked out of him, spit with an H. Okay, just got annihilated, destroyed, absolutely destroyed. And he was happy like he had just won the lottery. You know why? He's going to live to fight another day. He's going to probably, you know, walk out of there with a few more brain cells when he walked out had he taken some more punishment. And that corner, those guys should be arrested for impersonating guardians, because that's what they are. They are the guardians of a fighter. They take care of you. They're your parents, per se. You know, los padres, when in the corner. They are. They make the decision whether you're going out, whether you're not going out, whether you're okay, whether you're not okay, it's in their hands, okay? So when they were willing to send this guy out for the third round, you should see me standing in front of my computer screen and jumping up and down. Don't let it go. Don't let it go, because I've seen fights where guys have died. I once told a referee, please stop this fight. In San Jose, California, in 1988 or 89, I can't remember what year it was exactly, but I asked the late Hank Alesbrough, the referee, before the fatal round, I said, listen, this man's about to die. I said, please, 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 Hank, stop this fight. And the referee told me, go sit down, son. Let me do my job. A minute and 40 seconds later, Rico Velasquez was dead. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are nice. We come to you twice, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
To the nightclub. How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass. Bump city, sitting by the dance floor, checking it out, watching the man with the fast feet. Got the hippest dance and the bad boogaloo, the big old bag of tricks, down to the nightclub. You can get what you want. We'll be bumping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess what? Ronnie Spector, of course, the Ronettes, she canceled on me. That's right, the 19th. She's supposed to be here, of course, in Napa, California, which is in Northern California, the wine country. And she canceled the second concert. Of course, in the last couple of months, she was supposed to be in Frisco a couple of months ago, I think August or September, but didn't happen. Now, of course, two concerts in 2 months. We wonder if her health is okay. Wish her the very best, of course. The diva that is Ronnie Spector. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. And, we're, of course, coming to you live with a show tomorrow. We'll, of course, bring in Johnny Signorello to talk about the weekend in boxing. And, of course, it's going to be a big fight tonight, no doubt about it. Terrence Crawford and Mr. Benavidez. Of course, Benavidez coming in a prohibitive underdog. I've got him a 5-1 dog. In other words, you want to, in my book, if you put up $500, you're going to get back $100, $600. You go the other way, I'll give you straight up 5-1 the other way as well. But straight up, I think Mr. Benavidez is going to lose tonight. Of course, in the MMA main event, Fedor is a 8-5 favorite. In my book, I would go with Chael Sonnen if Chael wasn't always the guy that lost to the guy he wasn't supposed to lose to. In other words, you know, Chael lost to Tito Ortiz. I thought he should have beat Tito Ortiz. Tito was so long in the tooth. Tito was like 99 years old, but Tito beat him. So what am I trying to tell you? Sometimes in the main events, when it's all on the line, Chael Sonnen chokes. So I expect him possibly choke once again. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcasting. Well, folks, listen, there's a million things you can be doing right now. The fact you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Straight up, this is Ring Talk every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sports Byline.